Tesla Master Plan Part 3, Sustainable Energy for All of Earth. Executive Summary. On March 1, 2023, Tesla presented Master Plan Part 3, a proposed path to reach a sustainable global energy economy through end-use electrification and sustainable electricity generation and storage. This paper outlines the assumptions, sources, and calculations behind that proposal. Input and conversation are welcome. The analysis has three main components. Electricity demand forecasts the electricity demand of a fully electrified economy that meets global energy needs without fossil fuels. Electricity supply. Construct a least cost portfolio of electricity generation and storage resources that satisfies hourly electricity demand. Material feasibility and investment. Determine the feasibility of material needs for the electric economy and manufacturing investment necessary to enable it. This paper finds a sustainable energy economy is technically feasible and requires less investment and less material extraction than continuing today's unsustainable energy economy. While many prior studies have come to a similar conclusion, this study seeks to push the thinking forward related to material intensity, manufacturing capacity, and manufacturing investment required for a transition across all energy sectors worldwide. Estimated resources and investments required for Master Plan 3: 240 kWh storage, 30 kW renewable power, $10 manufacturing investment, one half the energy required, 0.21% land area required, 10%, 2022 world GDP, zero insurmountable resource challenges. The current energy economy is wasteful. According to the International Energy Agency, IEA, 2019 World Energy Balances, the global primary energy supply is 165 kWh per year, and total fossil fuel supply is 134 kWh for year one EBE. 37%, 61 kWh, is consumed before making it to the end consumer. This includes the fossil fuel industry's self-consumption during extraction, refining, and transformation losses during electricity generation. Another 27%, 44% lost by inefficient end uses, such as internal combustion engine vehicles and natural gas furnaces. In total, only 36%, 59 PWh of the primary energy supply produces useful work or heat for the economy. Analysis from Lawrence Livermore National Lab shows similar levels of inefficiency for the global and U.S. energy supply, 2-3. The plan to eliminate fossil fuels. In an electrified economy with sustainably generated energy, most of the upstream losses associated with mining, refining, and burning fuels to create electricity are eliminated, as are the downstream losses associated with non-electric end uses. Some industrial processes will require more energy input, producing green hydrogen, for example, and some mining and refining activity needs to increase, related to metals for batteries, solar panels, wind turbines, etc. The following six steps show the actions needed to fully electrify the economy and eliminate fossil fuel use. The six steps detail the electricity demand assumptions for the sustainable energy economy and leads to the electricity demand curve that is modeled. Modeling was done on the U.S. energy economy using high-fidelity data available from the Energy Information Administration, EIA, from 2019-2022C, and results were scaled to estimate actions needed for the global economy using a 6x scaling factor based on the 2019 energy consumption scaler between the U.S. and the world, according to IEA Energy Balances. This is a significant simplification and could be an area for improvement in future analyses, as global energy demands are different from the U.S. in their composition and expected to increase over time. This analysis was conducted on the U.S. due to availability of high-fidelity hourly data. This plan considers onshore-offshore wind, solar, existing nuclear, and hydro as sustainable electricity generation sources, and considers existing biomass as sustainable, although it will likely be phased out over time. Additionally, this plan does not address sequestering carbon dioxide emitted over the past century of fossil fuel combustion, beyond the direct air capture required for synthetic fuel generation. Any future implementation of such technologies would likely increase global energy demand.